Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today, Wednesday, March 29. Massive reward on offer to help solve suspected murder case. How we can fix the rental housing market. And carbon tax 2.0. How does it really affect our region? Townsville Police have announced a $500,000 reward for information regarding the suspected murder of Lyndon Malaita, who's been missing since April 2019. Police have been investigating the disappearance of the 15-year-old and have since declared him deceased and his death suspicious in nature. Child Protection Investigation Unit Officer in Charge, Dave Miles, says the last piece of information they have is that he travelled to Townsville from Ayr.
We have some unconfirmed sightings of him in Townsville and some information that leads us to believe he may well have been in Townsville. But certainly that doesn't preclude anything that may have happened in Ayr or anywhere else in the community. We just know that he did possibly travel to Townsville, and that was probably the last touch that anyone had with him.
The state's peak real estate body says a limit of one price increase a year won't solve North Queensland's rental crisis, but it will weed out landlords doing the wrong thing. It's one of the changes being made by the state government amid the tight rental market and increasing cost of living. Data from Domain shows median rent in Townsville has gone up $50 a week in the last year. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland's Dean Milton says he wants to see incentives for investors to increase local vacancy rates, saying that's the real problem.
We don't really see this as being a solution. We see this, the problem is the question of supply rather than the number of time rent increases in a year.
The Coalition is claiming thousands of jobs and millions in royalties are at risk after Labor and the Greens agreed to a new hard cap on emissions from coal and gas projects. Dawson MP Andrew Wilcock says it's a threat to job security in Townsville, calling it carbon tax 2.0.
When have anyone ever heard of when you belt someone with a stick getting a good result? Well, that's exactly what's going to happen here.
The Prime Minister says the changes won't kill off investment, and discussions have been held with the manufacturing and gas industry. Let's take a look at some sport now. In the upcoming round 5 of the NRL, our North Queensland Cowboys will take on the Bulldogs. The Cowboys will be hoping they'll take home another win despite injuries to their side from last week's game against the Gold Coast Titans. Coach Todd Payton says Murray Taulagi is ruled out with a knee injury, Gahamat Shibasaki with a hamstring injury, and James Tamo with a foot injury.
Muzz will be out for up to a month. He's got a medial knee problem, and James, he's flying down to Brisbane tomorrow to see a specialist, so we're unsure whether he's going to require surgery. Fingers crossed he doesn't, but he's going to be missing for a little period. He's got a Lisfranc injury.
The Cowboys have won 4 of their past 5 games against the Bulldogs. And taking a look at the men's basketball, the Townsville Heat won the first game of the NBL 1 North season against the Cairns Marlins, winning 99 points to 70. In round 2, the Townsville boys will take on Mackay Meteors, who had a huge win over Rockhampton in their first round, winning 106 points to 90. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news.